Cool and windy weather is dominating this final Friday of February. Temperatures are running a few degrees below seasonable levels, and that gusty wind out of the northwest is shaving several degrees off those cool temperatures. Winds at times have gusted over 30 miles per hour, and our feels like temperatures late this afternoon are running mainly in the single digits and teens across New York and western New England. Moving into tonight, we will see the wind turn a bit less gusty, though it will probably not go quite calm, so we'll still have some breezes from time to time. It is going to be a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens across our area under clear to partly cloudy skies. There may be a flurry or two, especially in areas west of the Hudson River, as we go through the night. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure kind of drifting by to our southwest, and at the same time, we'll have a warm front approach, so we'll see clouds increase through the day. It'll turn cloudy-ist in areas well to the north and west of the capital region. And we could even see a couple of snow showers, mainly near the Canadian border as we go through tomorrow afternoon into tomorrow night. Breezes will increase through the day tomorrow, and temperatures will be a little bit milder than today, pretty much close to seasonable for late February, running mainly in the 30s. Then as we work into Sunday, we'll have that warm front kind of stalled across the North Country, so it's going to be fairly gray, and there will be some scattered rain and snow showers across the north. Farther south, it looks to turn milder as temperatures surge, so we're looking at highs in the 40s to around 50 for the capital region on south, but where the clouds hold tough, we're looking at highs in the 30s to near 40 across the North Country, especially closer to the Canadian border on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, cold and less windy, with lows in the single digits to lower teens. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon snow shower well north, turning breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, cold and less windy, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, cold and less windy, with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy, cold and less windy, low 10 to 15, and for tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sun, breezy, not as cold, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain or snow showers north, highs in the 30s to near 40 north, and in the 40s to near 50 for the capital region on south. Then on Monday, variably cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers, with highs mainly in the 40s, some 50s across the south. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.